just welcome everyone to tonight's CCU, Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program designed for CCL supporters like you and I to find out more in-depth information about climate advocacy and climate change. Tonight's focus is reviewing the June meeting analysis that Danny has spent the last better part of 3 months working on. So we're all eagerly waiting with bated breath on that. And let me introduce Danny for us all here, in case you haven't had a chance to meet yet. Danny came by way of medicine. Realizing the potential for a warming world to make lots of people sick, he figured the best thing he could do for the most people was prevent that warming in the first place, and this led him to pursue a PhD in oceanography, figuring an understanding of past warming and cooling would help him counter the current human-caused warming. And since 2013, Danny has been on CCL staff after 5 years as a volunteer, completing his PhD and then getting paid to do scientific research on all seven continents. And he was CCL's first staffer in DC, has helped establish our DC office, and since then has been responsible for helping guide and develop our overall legislative strategy, clarifying the details of our policy and interacting with other groups in DC. And in his free time, you can ask this during Q&A as well, Danny enjoys swing dancing, backpacking, and spending time with his beautiful young daughter, Mira. At this point, just a quick preview. If we've done our job well at the end of tonight, hopefully all attendees will walk away with three goals. The first of which is understanding the process behind how the June meeting analysis is created, as well as its strengths and limitations. Secondly, we'll hopefully help everyone know how to utilize the top topics tool. There's a tongue twister. Highlighting current top issues related to climate expressed by both parties in Congress and where to find that on community for your own preparations in and leading up to Congressional Education Day. And then lastly, we'll have the chance to also communicate key findings from this year's June analysis with your members of Congress and the larger public. So to achieve that, the agenda is pretty straightforward. We're going to have a chance to review how this work was done. Danny will review the top issues and the responses to those. We'll have a chance to assess engagement. We'll have a chance then to pivot to interpreting how those top topics are tracked, as well as previewing a new tool or a new development with this year's analysis. But without further ado, I will pass the baton to you, Danny. It's so wonderful to have you on tonight. We're all looking forward to learning. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, everyone. And the floor is yours, Danny.
All right. Thank you, Brett, as always. So we're going to begin with how this work was done. And this work was done in three stages. There was a centralization and simplification of the notes stage. Then there was careful reading, category determination, and counting, and analysis. And for stage one, I want to throw out some acknowledgments to Tony Cerna, who really helped pull out the notes that you submitted and simplify those. And then also to my intern and fellow Jack Baker and Paulina Lopez Santos, who went through the notes and then pulled out stuff that is useful for you, but which I don't really look at. So they made the notes a little bit simpler for me, so I didn't have to read quite as much. So thanks to them. And so let's go on and have a look at what the spreadsheet looks like. So this is an example of what I'm looking at. I've avoided any of the actual notes here, but you can see I've got the state or district to the left, the member of Congress last name, the first name, the party, how many meetings we had, what committees they're on, and there's a little code that I use, who we're meeting with, what the ask was. There's a lot of data that I'm pulling here, and I'll go through the notes, I'll read them, and then as I'm reading them, on the next slide, you'll see I'm pulling out certain information and I'm tracking it. So here's an example of the different things that I'm pulling out. So on the left, that green circle at the top left, you see tier 1, 2, 3, and then you see active, passive, and jaded. This is a special determination that I make for the tiers are for Republicans. And that active, passive, jaded, that's for Democratic offices. And this is the most subjective thing that I'll track in the notes. But what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to give just a sense, are we able to have, for Republicans, are we able to have a good conversation with them? That would be tier one. Tier two would be, is it just kind of a, are we not really engaging? It's a little bit difficult to tell from the notes whether or not they were really connecting with us. In tier three, it's pretty clear from the notes that they don't want us there. There's a bit of hostility. All the questions seem to be gotcha questions. So that's the tiers. And then active, passive, and jaded, that's for Democrats. And for the active, that's is that Democratic office acting? Are they problem solving with us? Are they introducing legislation? Are they trying to figure out how to really address this? Passive would be, you know, they care about climate in theory, but there's not really anything in the notes that indicates that they are moving on this at the moment. And then jaded would be if they are just, it's clear that they don't think this is going to happen. And then what you can see as you move on here, these are a bunch of different topics that I've tracked. So China, the WTO, the border, and what I mark is a one would be is if the topic that I'm covered was raised as a concern. A two would be is if it was raised as a question. A three would be is if it was a suggested focus for the volunteers in the meeting. Four, if it was raised in an interest. And five, is if the context is unclear, it's a statement of fact. So that's what I'm doing. This is what it looks like. And then I go through and I process it. So that's, we save you from this. And so just some caution, the meetings varied in the content and the duration. So it's not as if the meeting notes are uniform. Some meeting notes had over 1,200 words in them. And some were fewer than 40 words. So there's quite a variety in terms of what's in the notes. And then also the quality of the notes was variable, although it is much improved. This year I finally figured out in Google Sheets how to count the words in a particular cell. And the average length of the notes, I think, was 420 words by the time that I got them, up from 378, something like that, the year before, and that's up from 324. So there's certainly more that our note takers are writing, and that means that I have to do more work, but it means that you're capturing more information. It wasn't just fluff. You guys were doing a really good job of capturing the information, and I see that as a very good thing. Another note of caution is that there was no review on this. I was the only one who was reading through these notes, and this is not something that I was trained to do during my research. So I've just been figuring this out. So those are the notes of caution before I talk about what I found. I just want to make sure that that's transparent and in front of everybody. So what did I find this year? So the top topic areas. Here are the top five. There was a two-way tie for the last two, and these were raised by Congress. This is I'll talk about. So the Climate Solutions Caucus is the number one issue. The dividend is the number two issue. Agriculture was the number three issue. So it's coming into the top five here, and I think that's because the farm bill was up for consideration this year. Jobs is number four, and that's perennially high. Endorsers and local impacts are tying for the fifth most interesting topics here. And so what you're going to get in DC, and which is already available for download, is all of this summarized in this two-page document, which I've printed out here. And so you're going to have this. And the way to use this, so on the front page, you're going to have this list of the top topics. And then below this, you're going to have these bullet points. Now, you should feel free to focus on just one of these bullet points. You can go through all of these bullet points. You can go through just some of these bullet points. What these bullet points are intended to do, they're intended to give a response. It's so that we can be responsive to the top concerns that Congress is raising. But it's also for you to have a great meeting. So you should feel free when you're on the Hill in DC to take what you want out of here, to take what you need, and to cue off the points that you think will move your relationship forward the most. And so I'll just go through them, but I really want everybody to feel like they have agency here. These are meant for you to use so that they work for you. And so on the Climate Solutions Caucus, what we've written there is, we are excited about the widespread bipartisan interest in the Climate Solutions Caucus. In our view, it's easier for Congress to pass meaningful climate legislation if there are places where respectful dialogue between the parties on the topic is taking place. The caucus is such a place. So this was crafted specifically to push back, particularly against criticisms from the left about the Climate Solutions Caucus, about that the Climate Solutions Caucus is greenwashing. And this is to really bring up in front of everybody that places for respectful dialogue in our democracy are worth preserving, and to highlight that the caucus is such a place for respectful dialogue. And so this is, you know, I think people are making a lot of the caucus, and they want it to be something more. But on its fundamental level, and for the strategy of CCL, we need places where Democrats and Republicans can talk to each other as equals and as partners about this issue. Now, the second topic, and this has always been a top topic, is about the dividend. And this most commonly is brought up as a question. So remember, I track whether these come up as a concern, as a question, a suggested focus and interest, or something else. This is most frequently brought up as a question. And the questions that they bring up are almost always about how would you administer this, the logistics of how you do this. And those are answered in our dividend delivery study very well. And so this cue just directs them to our dividend delivery study. Offices were typically asking questions about dividend administration. CCL has a study on this available on our website that also accounts for the impact of recent tax reform legislation would have on administering the dividend. So the author of that dividend delivery study updated the study to account for the tax reform legislation, which was passed in this Congress. And so that also makes it, I think, very relevant and interesting. So that's just a cue, a prompt to refer to that dividend delivery study. For agriculture, because I do think this was so high, because the farm bill was actively being considered at the time of our lobby day, I refer to that, and I create a space for more conversations. So the farm bill is up for reauthorization, and our volunteers had many fruitful discussions about the role farmers could play in solving our climate crisis. So this answers the question of why it jumped so much from previous years, but it also gives a prompt for folks who might be a part of our agriculture action team, which is very active and has a deep knowledge base, to cue off some of the good work that they've been doing. So this is really just a prompt. And then jobs, this is perennially a top issue. So this enables us to refer back to our REMI study. Carbon fee and dividend is projected to create 2.8 million jobs in 20 years. The largest sectors of job growth include healthcare, retail, accommodation and food services, and construction. And so I feel that by mentioning these specific industries, I think people are very surprised that it's not necessarily in green jobs. I think when people are talking about a carbon fee, they assume that all the jobs will be in the power sector. And the REMI study shows that's not the case. The economy is more complicated than that. And so this is an opportunity and a cue to talk about some of those surprising findings and refer to these other areas which may be important to the member of Congress that you're meeting with. The next topic is endorsers. And here we say CCL exists to create political will, and that involves lining up support for our policy in district and in state. We've been doing that, and we value Congress's input on who we should be talking to. So this is just a way for us to say, look, this is the number five topic that members of Congress or their staff are queuing up on, and we're listening, and we've been doing the good work in district to line up support behind this. And at this point, perhaps you share the list of endorsements that you've gotten in district. Perhaps you share the list of national endorsements that CCL has been working towards. This is just a great prompt to talk about the endorsers project, the grass tops work that we've been doing nationally or in your district or in your state. And then local impacts. More and more Americans are saying they're feeling the impacts of climate change themselves. They're telling their members of Congress are noticing, and they're sharing that back with our volunteers. So this really cues off of, I only tracked things if it was clear in the notes that a member of Congress or their staff was picking up on it. So there were a lot of times when our volunteers would bring something up, and the member of Congress or the staff would not substantively respond. So if you bring up, say, climate in the military in the notes, and the office just says, okay, thank you, I don't track that. To me, that's not significant enough for me to track. That's just, there's no real engagement with that issue. But if they say, oh, that's interesting, could you send me information? Then I would track that. And so with the local impacts, I'm only tracking this if the members of Congress or their staff are talking about the local impacts. Maybe they were prompted by volunteers, but not always. Oftentimes the staffers would bring up local impacts on their own. So in 61 offices, and 25 Republican offices, the members of Congress or their staff were bringing up these local impacts. They were sharing back with our volunteers. It's showing up in their district, either from our volunteers talking about it or through other calls they've received. So again, this first page is meant to be a tool for you to use to highlight this resource that we are providing to Congress, to cue off of it, and to lead the discussion wherever you think it'll move your relationship forward the most. Now, the second page of this one pager, this is the figure that is on the second page, and this is different. I think that for those of you who have been here before, you're used to seeing this is where I break out the tiers and the activity scale. And the reason I provided something different is because, I've heard from too many offices that this concern about the caucus being greenwashing. And I think that I will show you the numbers for the tiers at the end. But I thought that it would be good to show a different look. And so I provided this chart, which I think does give a different look. This isn't something we've shared with congressional offices before. And there is a lot that you can do with this chart. So let me just orient you to this chart. The color coding is like a heat map. So the redder colors, that's hot. Those are more mentions. The darker blues, those are cooler colors. Those are fewer mentions. And then looking at the top row here, or I only am reporting topics that came up in at least 5% of meetings. And there's a new category here, COJ. That is committees of jurisdiction. And so the committees of jurisdiction, these are the committees in the House and in the Senate where our bill is likely to be referred to. And those include Ways and Means, which is abbreviated here, WM. Energy and Commerce, which is abbreviated here, EC. Those are both in the House. And the Senate committees of potential jurisdiction include Finance, or FIN, and Environment and Public Works, which is abbreviated EPW, and Energy and Natural Resources, which is abbreviated here, ENR. And so I think that this table is just really, really cool. So if you start here with Ag, the third one down, and you go over, you can see that came up in 20% of Senate offices. That's 1 in 5 Senate offices, but only 12% of House offices. That's roughly 1 in 9 House offices. So agriculture was much more likely to come up in the Senate than it is the House, and that makes perfect sense because of the way every state gets 2 senators. It makes sense that agriculture has a higher impact in the Senate, and you see that right here in the notes. So if you go down for jobs, another interesting thing, you look across and you can see that in Ways and Means, that only came up in 6% of meetings. So that's only about 1 in 20 meetings with a Ways and Means Committee member did it come up. But on Energy and Commerce, it was 19%, or almost 1 in 5 meetings. So if you're meeting with someone in energy and commerce, they're much more likely to ask you about jobs or to be worried about jobs or interested in jobs than someone on ways and means. And then going down to endorsers, the Senate was much more interested in finding out about endorsements than the House. So the Senate, it came up in 1 out of 5 meetings, whereas in the House, it came up in just less than 1 in 10 meetings. And looking across here, the Finance Committee, almost 1 in 3 congressional offices that we were meeting with the Finance Committee was interested in endorsers. So what this does is, you know, there's some things that are obvious here, but there are also some surprises, I think. And what this enables you to do is to zero, I would recommend you use this by zeroing in on a couple of things, and then share, like I just shared with you, have those ready in your pocket before you go into the meeting with your member of Congress, and then highlight for them. I do want to highlight, nobody else has this kind of information in the world. Nobody else brings this to members of Congress. So nobody except you has 507 meetings with members of Congress in one day. Just nobody. And then even if they get close to that, even those organizations that get close to that, they are not reading this. They're not tracking 72 topics. They're not breaking those out by committee, by party, by chamber. They're not tracking whether it's a concern, a question, a suggested focus, an interest, or other. And then if they are sure not sharing that with members of Congress. So this is the only place, the only topic, the only place, the only time where members of Congress and their staff can get this kind of information. By bringing this to them, you are showing that you are a resource. You are the only person, you are the only constituents that have this kind of information, and you're sharing it with them. This is the only organization that has this kind of information on any topic. And so I would definitely emphasize that this shows an incredible level of organization just to get the notes, to get the people there. It shows an enormous amount of dedication by your part on in terms of spending your money, going to DC, taking these excellent notes. So this is a bit of a shock and awe kind of table that you can, and I really would use it as a shock and awe table to show your commitment, the commitment of CCL volunteers, and then the organization that CCL has been able to demonstrate around this and getting this back to Congress just a few short months after we had this June Education Day. So I would use this table as kind of a shock and awe tool. And as we said, this is available to you on the website. So Brett has already put it here. Here's a preview of what it looks like on the website. And you know, I want to point out that I'm just getting better. I mean, like anybody else, the more I do this, this is the fifth time I've done the June analysis. The first time I did it, I only tracked 20 topics. And the next time, 36, then 47, then 65, then 72. For all of those reports, it's been one person. And so I do have biases, I'm sure. I make mistakes. But for year to year to year to year, I'm going to be employing the same biases. I'm going to be employing the same mistakes. So these are consistent. So you can compare this through time. I am just getting better. I'm at pulling out what's coming in the notes, and you are getting better at taking the notes. So that's another thing going on there. So this is, if you do this shock and awe thing, this is going to help you with that. I like to think of these as spark notes or cliff notes for lobbying. So if you go to the next slide, let's say you want to look at the climate, you want to look at jobs. So here you can find the impact on jobs, pull it down on community, and then the resources, the existing resources we have regarding jobs are right there. They're linked. Brett did all this work over the last couple of days. And so you can find the resources that CCL has to answer those questions. So if you know from the notes you're getting that your member of Congress had a concern about jobs, you can go right here and you can find it out. If you don't know that your member of Congress had a concern about jobs, but you know that you're meeting with a member of Congress on the Finance Committee, I would go ahead and look up your endorsements because that came up in almost 1 out of 3 meetings. So if you're going to someone on the Finance Committee, you can anticipate that you got a 1 in 3 chance that this is going to come up. So that's where you should spend your time. We're trying to make this easier for you. We're trying to make you more effective. So here, if you want to do this, we can, you can, this is what it looks like now. These are the same numbers, but it was changed from that heat map into all blue. And I believe the next slide, we can zoom in there and you can get a look at this. So this is the same table that I was showing you that's on the one page sheet. You can look at all 72 topics which were tracked as opposed to just those that were tracked in at least 5% of meetings. So you can go all the way down the rabbit hole if you want. So this is available on CCL Community. And again, here are the different committees of jurisdiction. We're already over this, but we broke those out because these are the ones that we're really focused on, the ones who can, we really need to get a majority of each of those committees. And so going back to this document that I have, the last point I have is the number of face-to-face meetings that we had. And in 2018, CCL had 507 meetings with capital offices, and in 16% of those meetings, our volunteers met with the member of Congress. And a lot of these, it's the member of Congress, the senator, the representative, they're coming out. Sometimes it'll be a short meeting, but they're making a point to shake hands with the volunteers. They're making a point to show up and to make an appearance. And this is a marked improvement over what we had in 2014 to 2016. Our number was slightly higher in 2017, so I left that out. And what I would say the difference is, I would say the difference is the Climate Solutions Caucus. The topic that came up in 50% of meetings, the Climate Solutions Caucus, I think, is really what happened that made a jump in how much we were getting face-to-face meetings. So to me, you know, even with all the stuff that's going around about the caucus in the public sphere, it is unambiguous from our notes that the caucus has been great for you. It's been great for CCL volunteers. It's enabled you to take your relationships to another level. It's for CCL volunteers, it's been great for building the relationship. I promise that many of you are used to getting the tiers and the breakdown. And I went over earlier why I took this out, but here it is. So here you have the 5 years that I've done this analysis. You have the total number of mentions, the tier one, tier two, tier three. NR is no ranking. And then ratio 1-3, I just took the number of tier one meetings and I divided by the number of tier three meetings. And what this gives you is, you know, how many meetings we have where we're able to have a good conversation with a Republican. They don't necessarily have to agree with us. It's just we have a good conversation. For everyone where it's clear they don't want us in there. And these are remarkable because it shows that from 2014, we had three tier one meetings for every one tier three meetings. That went to 6, 10, 20. And last year is 28 meetings where it was tier one. We're able to connect and engage and have a good discussion for every one meeting where they were openly hostile to our volunteers. It was clear they didn't want us in there. To me, that's just a huge, huge endorsement of the CCL methodology. This shows me that Republican offices are getting used to meeting with you. They know that you're going to come in there with appreciation and respect. They know that you're going to do the hard work before you arrive to find something you genuinely appreciate about what they've done. And you're going to express that to them. And that leads to good meetings. I will say again, this is the most subjective result. You know, there's really not that much more room for improvement, but it is nonetheless, it is remarkable that this has been the trend.
With that, here is where to find Danny and I's contact information, as well as tonight's actual link in community. Again, you can just go through me. It's brett@citizensclimate.org. But the most important slide we want to close with is this. It's just a huge thank you for all of you on the line tonight. You are the ones making a difference, shifting the dial in Congress, and without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you for giving your time. We hope you found tonight's webinar useful, and we look forward to seeing you soon in D.C. Thank you again, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go America. Thank you, Danny.